If you have health insurance, you might be able to see a personal dietitian for $0 out of pocket. Nourish connects you with a dietitian that fits your needs, covered by your insurance. Nourish accepts hundreds of insurance plans, and 94% of patients pay $0 out of pocket. Meet with your dietitian online and message them anytime through the Nourish app. With hundreds of five-star reviews from real patients, you know you're in good hands. Find your dietitian at usenourish.com. That's usenourish.com.
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Indecision. Overthinking. Second-guessing every choice you make. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Beige on beige on beige. Ugh. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe, without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything, to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you, from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Final 45 here on the Hoffman Show, and it starts, well, it's going to end because we have to give way to Dave Johnson. It starts now by welcoming Dave Johnson.
Right corner, Kispert open for three, it's there.
Time to get the radio party started.
Feeds now, the right blocker, Balsar, slam!
It's time for Dave Johnson on a Wizards game day.
Give it a bridge now.
Blocked by Colabali. Left wing, George, 3 on the clock for three, it's there.
Feel like busting loose.
Dave with us from Gainbridge Fieldhouse in Indianapolis. Dave, happy, what's today? Today's Tuesday, right? I always had a horrible feeling that it was Monday. Happy Tuesday, sir. How are you?
It is happy Tuesday because, again, we're going up against one of the best in the Eastern Conference. And, again, I'm doing the Hoffman interview with one of the loudest sound systems in North America as I have an aircraft carrier-sized scoreboard in front of me blasting out music. So I hope if I make any points that make sense, They are coming through. But we just had the Celtics on Sunday. Brian Alvin, of course, is part of Wizards broadcast team, thinks the Celtics are going to win it all. So we got a glimpse of a Celtics team that I think it was, I lost count, but they made like 26 three-pointers. But we're playing it tonight, a team tonight that, look, Indiana is poised to make a run as well. And again, this is a window into where the Wizards are trying to get to in a short window of time to become a competitive team in the Eastern Conference. So it's good to go up against these teams.
It is, although I will say, unfortunately, the Wizards have experienced giving up a lot of three-pointers to Indiana as well. It was 24 against Boston. How do they get this three-point defense straightened out to let themselves be competitive and have a moment late against a good team? Unlike, unfortunately, Dave, what we know happened last time these two teams played where they gave up franchise record 162.
Well, yeah, you know, the previous game against the Pacers went to overtime. It was a loss, so I prefer to focus on that.
Yes, two games ago. Yes, yes.
As we talked about, it's yes, you have to get out the shooters or whatever, but, you know, amazingly enough, giving up 24 three-pointers to the Boston Celtics is not crazy. They average 18 a game. Now, the 27 three-pointers that you have the last time the Pacers, you know, that is crazy. The NBA record for number of threes in a game is 30. So, you know, there's no way to excuse the need to be better. But having said that, the last time we played the Pacers, I just, you know, hats off to them. They just kept making shots. And short of, you know, tackling them, if they're making some of the shots they're making, not all of them were uncontested. Not all 27 were uncontested. So, you know, that's going to be a focal point tonight. You know, part of that is you have to be strong in transition defense against this Pacers team. So that'll be one of the big challenges. You know, the encouraging part for the Wizards tonight, again, all these games are about time, giving players time on the floor. And that includes now Krishan George, who returns tonight from an ankle injury. And So this now means he's going to be able to play the last four games of the regular season. He doesn't, you know, go into the offseason having played his last game on March 24th against Toronto when he was injured in the first quarter. So, you know, this is important tonight because he was really building momentum to where you'd say, you know what, if he was doing that a little bit earlier in the season, he might have been part of the Rising Stars weekend. And that it's not a stretch to say that because he just would step up the stat sheet defensively, offensively, you know, the Swiss Army knife, whatever analogy you want to use. I never had a Swiss Army knife, but I know it means that you can do a lot of different things. And so Kershawn George, we were so excited about, you know, what he was doing before he got injured. So now we get, you know, at least four-game window before we go into the offseason.
Dave Johnson with us here on The Hoffman Show. Speaking of some of those young guys, Alex Saar, one of the things that I'm curious to ask you about, Dave, is his rebounding numbers. They haven't been great as of late, but he's averaging 5.5 as of late. You see, like, Champagne's getting, you know, 13 the other night. Saar's got, I think it was 4. But he's been really good against Indiana this year. He's averaged 9 per in the 3 games. On the days where he is being productive in that element, is it just a matter of opportunity and the defense seems to be better and create more misses that you can catch in the first place? Or is there certain things that you notice about his rebounding on nights where he's really locked in that area that he can hopefully get a little more consistent with as his career matures here at the end of year one?
Well, I think it's a product of the NBA where there's more long rebounds from more teams are taking three-pointers. So, you know, that doesn't always mean your center is going to be your leading rebounder. We've had Bob Carrington, a guard, be the leading rebounder on a couple of occasions with 11 rebounds. You know, other Wizards were contributing to that number. But it is an NBA game where everyone has to rebound. And that includes, you know, Alex Saar. You know, what's going to make him a better rebounder is time. And when I say time, I mean that translates into body development. To strength on the inside. You know, that's what will help him because he's still, you know, a 7-footer, but with a slight frame, if you will. And that's why we talk about him being aggressive, going to the basket, you know, drawing contact, not going, you know, he's got tremendous moves into the paint with the spin moves and pirouettes and whatever you want to call them. But then sometimes he'd do the fade. Now he's going in, initiating, making the defense rather initiate the contact and getting the N1. So I think that's more of a product of time, as I said, but time translates into you get a full off season of building up your body and you come back next season. And I expect him to be a better and more consistent rebounder because he's still a 20-year-old. And when in his position, you know, he's not getting rebounds, long rebounds. He's battling with men underneath, quite frankly, and that's a big disadvantage. You know, Justin Champagne, again, is the example of how you develop a culture that leads to winning. You know, we talk about you got to get the right free agents, you got to draft well, which the Wizards have drafted well, but then you need players that you develop that were not on the radar, and he again, is a shining example of a guy who was a two-way player. He was actually cut by the team, you know, because of, you know, roster machinations. And now he's got an NBA contract. And he's, you know, a unique story because he's 6'5", but getting 13 rebounds. But he's got that Kevin Love kind of nose for the ball that I don't think, you know, you get – that's in your DNA, and that, you know, he credits his mom for always yelling at him, get the rebounds when he was playing youth basketball, and it's, who knew, it translated to success in the NBA. Again, I think about the numbers Kevin Love used to put up. It's not because he was the tallest guy on the floor, but he was the smartest guy when it came to rebounds.
No, Love was incredible at just understanding where he needed to be at all times. And then, of course, he had that the great outlet pass as well, which reminded us so much of Wes Unseld, which leads to a final thing. I just want to run by you real quick, Dave. It's where we started our show today, and it is on the heels of Ovechkin breaking Gretzky's record. And the question we tried to ask off of that was, who's the most important athlete in DC history? And we kind of said between longevity, specifically within being a DC athlete. So there's some great athletes that came through here at various times of their career, but maybe the, you know, only 3-4 years, 5 years in DC and 5 years somewhere else. So longevity in DC, greatness on the court, ice, field, or, you know, I should say, and kind of what they meant to the community. If I say, you know, most important athletes in DC sports history, and that's my given criteria, who pops to mind for you as someone who's been living here and covering sports in this town for as long as you have?
Well, I think you have to right away give it to Alex Ovechkin now because of, you know, he accomplished a record that, you know, I don't know if we thought it would ever be done. And I know that that's not the criteria you just put, but it still blows me away that he broke the record in the same year that he broke his leg. But
yes,
I think in terms of what he has meant to, look, he made this a hockey town. He made this a hockey town of Washington, D.C. I was doing sideline for the Capitals still in 1998 when we couldn't sell out the Stanley Cup Finals with the Detroit Red Wings in town, and most of the fans were Red Wings fans. And it wasn't because of a lack of trying, but keep in mind, you know, hockey was a relatively young sport in 1998. It was only in 1982 that Lou Strother, who was still working with the Capitals, organized the Save the Capitals campaign. So, you know, this franchise was almost out of here in 1982. It really was a reality. So in terms of Alex Ovechkin, what he accomplished, bringing a Stanley Cup, surpassing a record that, you know, is an incredible record, doing it at the age he's doing it, but also he changed the sports landscape of the nation's capital. This was only a football town, and I get it. It's still very much, you know, Commanders and NFL football, like so many towns in this country. But he made hockey more than relevant, and so I think you have to give it to him. I think of another one, again, someone who spent their entire career with one team, and I would say Wes Unseld. Now, that will date some listeners. You know, you go to Capital One Arena and you'll see the bust of Wes Unseld. But keep in mind, he was Rookie of the Year and MVP in the same season. You know, he helped change the trajectory of the then Bullets as they came to Washington and, you know, won a title. And I remember as a young man, I was 14 years old when we won that NBA title in 1978, how that team and specifically the leadership of Wes Unseld changed this city, this area. So, I mean, I think if you start to form, I do think, number one, now you have to say Alex Ovechkin. But I think if you put a Mount Rushmore together, if we still do that, you know, you got to put Ovechkin and Wes Unseld up there.
No, I think those are two names that certainly we talked about. Daryl Green was the other one, and I think that's ultimately where I landed. But I think the case you make for Ovi of, like, potentially literally saving the team is something that I hadn't fully considered. So I'm glad I asked, Dave, is the short version. Thanks for sharing all that. Thanks for what you're about to give us in 30 minutes from now in a pregame show. And have fun on the call tonight, and we'll talk to you again tomorrow because the Wizards play again tomorrow.
And, by the way, Daryl Green is a great shot because, again, he was part of a championship culture and did everything in a first-class way and continues to be a part of our community. I think that, you know, I know that may not be the criteria, but I think, you know, you throw that in there as well. And that's the same with Wes Unseld. He continued to be a part of the community. And I'm not just talking about, oh, yeah, he had a front office role. No, I'm talking about the stuff you don't hear about, the charitable work he did to make our community a better place. And that's important to note, I believe.
Yeah, no, it's definitely part of the criteria as well. Dave, thanks so much. Appreciate it. And we'll talk to you tomorrow.
Always enjoy the time.
All right, it's Dave Johnson with us here on The Hoffman Show. When we get back, we'll take a look at some NBA games elsewhere on the docket tonight. Huge playoff implications. But first, the latest in the world of women's sports presented to you by Wawa. with customizable crispy and roasted chicken sandwiches.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on sports networks. Availability varies by zip code and package. New customers. Service renews monthly unless you cancel. Choice package required. Restrictions apply.
Nerds! Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hi, this is Debbie, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help you with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. And I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
Yeah, we can also send you samples, fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, no pressure, no hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Oh, okay, whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 40% site-wide. Rules and restrictions may apply.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth-shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Visit DollarShaveClub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more.
It's the Hoffman Show. We're on the Team 980, always live as well on the free Odyssey app, streaming live on YouTube too, at the Team 980. Real things real people said into real microphones, including, we'll let you hear a ton of the congratulations for Alex Ovechkin coming up next as we round out the show. But tonight's a big night in the NBA, as the Western Conference specifically is I'm going to assume, Anthony, there's folks out there right now listening to us in their car sitting in traffic somewhere on the Beltway, on 66, on 295, wherever it is that you're sitting in traffic right now. If you're sitting in traffic, you are just as tight, if you're not moving, as the Western Conference. It is bumper to bumper right now in the West. Here's where we stand going into the evening. The Thunder are good. Like, they're clear of everyone. They're the one seed. The Rockets are the two seed and probably are all set there. The three seed is the Lakers, the four seed the Nuggets, the five seed the Clippers, the six seed the Warriors, the seven seed the Timberwolves, the eight seed the Grizzlies. Between those teams is two games. The Lakers are at 48-30. The Grizzlies are technically in eighth, although they have the identical record to the fifth place Clippers. But those teams are all 46-32. The Nuggets, who again fired their coach today, are 47-32 in the middle of those. So the Lakers have a game and a half lead on Denver, two-game lead on all those other teams for the three seed. But, Anthony, that could all change tonight.
Yes. It could change tonight. Big game tonight.
Multiple Lakers, big games tonight.
Thunder.
Yeah, so that's the big one. Lakers, Thunder. If obviously the Lakers win, then they keep that lead, and this is, you know, one of the biggest tests they have remaining, because there's no bigger test in basketball right now than the Thunder. Thunder are also coming off a loss over the weekend to the Lakers. Lakers thumped them. OKC's actually on a two-game losing streak. They've only lost 14 games all year. They, before they lost their last two, had a chance to win 70 games. And now they've lost two in a row. So that game is tonight. Warriors-Suns is tonight. Spurs-Clippers tonight. Of course, Spurs are mega banged up and at this point tanking. But Clippers are in that mix. The Warriors, I mentioned, in that mix. The Timberwolves are in that mix. They're at Milwaukee tonight. Giannis has been on an absolute tear as of late. Let's see. We'll go last five games. He's got 30 in all of them. Against the Knicks last Friday, March 28th, 30 points, 9 rebounds, 7 assists. Hawks, these are two losses, by the way. 31 points, 9 rebounds, 5 assists. Then he's like, all right, fine. That's not enough to win. Watch me work. Phoenix, 37 points, 5 rebounds, 11 assists, 3 steals. Philadelphia hits a couple of threes en route to a 35-point, 17-rebound, 20-assist game. 35-17-20. And then in an overtime win against Miami on Saturday, 36 points, 15 rebounds, 10 assists. So he's got back-to-back 35-plus-point triple-doubles.
Ridiculous, man. Ridiculous.
And they're home dogs to the Timberwolves tonight.
Wow.
Who need to win to keep pace. Eastern Conference, also a great one tonight. The early game on TNT is New York and Boston. Celtics on the road at the Knicks. You've also got Pelicans, Nets tonight, whatever. That's worth Hawks, Magic, Mare. Bulls, Cavs. Cavs having a hell of a season. They got 62 wins. Grizzlies, Hornets, and then Wizards, Pacers rounds out the NBA schedule tonight. So it's gonna be an interesting one. A couple of interesting games, and we'll see where it is tomorrow. But you know, those teams that are all 3 through 8, Anthony, could wind up super duper jumbled. And again, to remind folks, 1 through 6 is the playoffs. 8, 9, 10, 7, 8, 9, 10. Those are your play-in seeds. So this is probably going to go down to the last day of the regular season to find out who is waiting and safely in the playoffs versus who is in the play-in games. And of course, I think everyone wants to avoid being in the 1-4 side of the bracket because then you avoid OKC as long as possible.
Yeah, I'm so excited. But the thing is, Craig, this sort of kind of reminds me, even when I was in high school, how tight the West was. You had all these teams win 50 games. And the race was always just so tight. So this year is good to just see, you know, the West getting back to like what it was. And then also on the eastern side of the bracket, or I guess Eastern Conference, the Knicks, can they get a big win against one of these top dogs in the East? They always lose to the Celtics. They always lose to the Cavs. And there's a third team they always lose to. I can't think of right now. But
Bucks, Pacers. I mean, those are the Knicks are third in the standings right now. They're not going to catch Boston. They're 8 games back. But you know, the Pacers and the Bucks are the two teams right behind them.
Yeah, but they need a big win. So if they can go out there, beat the Celtics tonight, maybe they'll have some confidence going into the playoffs. But if not, I'm not buying the Knicks, man. It's a two team race, the Cavs, the Celtics, and that's it.
Yeah, we'll obviously see if the Knicks can get healthy as well. Probably looking at the return of Jalen Brunson tonight. He's listed as probable for tonight's game. Miles McBride also listed as probable tonight for the Knicks. So they've obviously been without, or were without Brunson, I should say, for quite a while. I think it was like 13 games he wound up missing. Maybe it was 14. Yeah. So it's time of year that you got to get healthy. And the Knicks, luckily for them, are doing that. We'll see if it's enough to beat the Celtics tonight. We'll talk about how it went down more tomorrow when we get back. Real things real people said in real microphones, or perhaps telephones, mobile phones, camera phones, as they congratulated Alex Ovechkin. You'll hear from some of the best in sports and what they had to say to Ovi next to wrap up this year edition of The Hoffman Show. It's The Hoffman Show. We're on the Team 980, always live as well on the free Odyssey app, streaming live on YouTube too at the Team 980. Miss any part of the show? Make sure that you hit the podcast. Just search The Hoffman Show wherever it is you get your pods. You can also watch the whole show on demand on YouTube at the Team 980. And of course, we cut it up into pieces as well, the best of, and we put that on YouTube at Craig Hoffman as well. Anthony, on the show tomorrow, it's a Wednesday, probably looking at some mock drafts tomorrow.
Yes, sir.
I think it's that time of the week. I never read the comments on Thursday. What else we got tomorrow?
It's a great question, Craig.
I was afraid you were going to say that.
I mean, it's not a ton happening, so, you know, I'll check the wires and get back to
check
you.
Check the wire. Wow. That's the oldest thing I've ever heard you say.
Yeah.
I'll check the wire.
I used to get told to check the AP wires all the time.
No, it's not a bad place to go. It's not even like we're ignoring things. Like, you know, do more caps. They don't play till Thursday. I guess we could check in on the Nationals.
True. Win four in a row?
Maybe. We'll see what they do tonight. Trying to eke their way back towards 500, 4-6 on the year. Winners of three in a row, two against the Diamondbacks, one against the Dodgers. Dominating the NL West. We'll see. So I put it this way. You got requests for the show? You got some wacky idea that you want to hear your boys talk about? Shoot us a note. We're open to ideas. We have no idea what we're doing tomorrow. Anything else later in the week that we need to start letting folks know about? No, it's really that barren of a schedule, huh, Anthony?
Yeah, pretty
man,
much.
This is even making this part
I mean,
of the show.
It's the Masters this week.
Cool.
I'm just letting you know.
Look, I know people are into golf on some level. On Sunday, if there's nothing else going on, will I pop on the Masters? Maybe. It's one of the few tournaments that I'd even consider. It's just not my cup of tea. But you know what? I say that, and then sometimes it is fun to watch. Maybe I'm overly hating. I'm going to check myself on that.
You'll be surprised when you get a mention or somebody hits your DM and wants Masters talk.
What if we just read a bunch of stuff and got super informed as quickly as we could and just did a whole Masters bit? Just like had odds, had history, had notes. Like I prepped like I was calling the thing.
How many hours do you think that would take?
More than I want to spend.
Okay, just making sure.
Yeah. Yeah. But we could. I mean, shoot, currently it's the best idea on the board.
I think it will require me to sleep standing up because that's the lack of knowledge I have about the Masters in general.
Scottie Scheffler, real good. He's probably the favorite. He's the best player in the world.
Well, what's DeChambeau?
Bryson DeChambeau, yeah.
Yep, I know him.
Yeah.
Phil Mickelson.
Yeah, Phil still, I mean,
he I don't know if he still playing, golfs.
But I don't know where he's at right now.
I don't
know
either.
You know what I do know about Phil Mickelson?
You know what we should do?
What?
Should we bring someone over to play a game about who's participating in the Masters?
That would be kind of a funny bit. Is that guy a Masters golfer? From the creators of Is That Guy a Washington National? Now we're on to something, Anthony.
We might be.
Who should we have host it? I mean, Sheehan would be good. Who else are big golf guys? I know the Junks are big golf guys. Sheehan feels like the right one.
Okay.
I don't know if Kevin will do it.
I don't think so either.
He's certainly not going to come in to do it. We can't get him to come in and do his show.
Yeah.
It's time for Real Things.
Real Things.
We're not going to be sunk this year.
Real people.
5-11. Not very good.
Said into real microphones.
You know, the culture is actually damn good.
All right. We got a whole bunch of things in the Real Things folder because there was a whole lot of folks that congratulated Alex Ovechkin on his goal, including the one and only Jaden Daniels.
What up, Alex? Jaden Daniels here, man. Congratulations to you on becoming the NHL all-time leading scorer in goals. Man, it's just a testament to what you do, the work that you put in, the consistency that you had year in and year out, man. Keep putting on your DC legend, man. Hopefully one day I could be up there with you, but, man, you're an inspiration to all.
That's the goal. One day, Jaden, be on the Mount Rushmore. Yeah, man. I do love that Jaden is always prepared. Because it's not he's not the NHL's all-time leading scorer. Is the NHL's all-time leading goal scorer, which is a different thing in hockey language. And Jaden Daniels was prepared because Jaden Daniels is always prepared.
Of course, man. I wouldn't expect anything less.
No, of course not. You know who else is always prepared? Ooh. Joe Beninati and Craig Laughlin. Locker and Joe B have called literally every goal that Alex Ovechkin. I mean, not every goal because they've, you know, had some national TV games, and obviously Locker missed a little time this year, but they've been there for the entirety of it, from his first goal to his record breaker on Sunday, which was a fun little retrospective that Monumental Sports put together.
Reels it in. Halpern shaded there by Rick Nash. Dynas Zubras spins. Ovechkin fires! He scores! Alexander Ovechkin, welcome on board!
Young Joe B right there.
Well, that is called pulling the trigger, and this youngster hammers it home. What a first goal for Alexander Ovechkin.
Neutralized 13 of the last 14 shorthanded situations against them. Strom crisscrossing with Chychrun through center. Send in Wilson on the flank. Cross ice, Ovechkin fires! Score! The chasing days are done! Alex Ovechkin is the greatest goal scorer in the history of the NHL.
It's crazy how Locker's voice hasn't changed one bit and Joe's somehow just gotten deeper and richer. That or the audio quality is just a lot better.
I don't know. But both were tremendous calls.
Yes.
Love them both.
Yes. It's like Joe B, you can tell like he's younger. He's still great. And the fact that, like, I've been lucky enough to interview a bunch of play-by-play people over the years of doing this, and, like, I remember asking Mike Breen about this once, of like, hey, man, like, you're the voice of LeBron's career. Like, all of his signature moments, or almost all of his signature moments, like, your voice is on them. And he's like, yeah, it's crazy. And for Joe and Locker and everyone who's been a part of that, that Capitals broadcast team, you know, there's probably camera guys that have captured many of those moments. They're like, that's my image or my images. Like, it's pretty cool that they've had so much continuity over there. And especially the voice and the soundtrack of Ovi's career. Last but not least in the Real Things folder for us today, Sydney McLaughlin-Lervoni ran the 400 open, a.k.a. without hurdles, and the 400 hurdles at Grand Slam track this weekend, and then joined the desk to settle an age-old debate. Which one's harder?
I have a question for you, Sid, that I feel like you're actually the only person that can really answer this. We're always debating if the 400 is harder than the 400 hurdles. You do both all the time.
Yeah.
What do you think?
I think so, to be honest with you. I think the hurdles give you something to measure off of. You know what I mean? You know how many strides you need. The 400, you don't know where you are until you're there. You know what I mean?
That's what I was telling John. I'm happy you validated that, because
yes,
the 400 is really hard to conquer. But I feel like you're just about there, the American record. I feel like this is your year. This
working
year.
Working on it. I'm working on it.
I have a question for you, Sid, that I feel like you're actually the only.
Andy, you put it in there double.
Oh, I didn't know that.
It's okay. It's 400. It was the second one going to have hurdles in it?
I think so.
Oh, okay. I kind of want to hit play to find out. But did you run track in high school?
Yeah, so I ran.
Did you run hurdles?
I didn't run hurdles.
Okay. What'd you run?
Craig, first of all, when I was in high school, I didn't grow until my junior year. So my freshman and sophomore year, I was 4'11 as a freshman, 5'2 as a sophomore. Hold up, Craig. Don't laugh too hard.
I'm just chuckling. I'm not guffawing. I'm chuckling.
Junior year, I want to say I was probably like 5'3", 5'4". At the end of junior year, it's finally when I was 5'5", 5'6". So it took me a little while. So I was on the shorter side of things when it came to track. So
not a hurdler.
No.
The 110 hurdles were taller than you were.
Pretty much.
Yeah.
Probably weighed more than me too.
Yeah. So what'd you run?
I ran the one, I ran the two, I ran the mile, I ran the 800, yeah, and I also ran the 400. I will never, ever run the 400.
The 400 is notoriously the worst thing in track.
Dude.
Because it is, like, the 800 you hold back a little bit, and you're gassed by the end. It's, I mean, you're running pretty much all out for a half mile. but there's just that little bit of reserve. The 400, you just, and I didn't run track, but like I've done enough track workouts that I understand the concept. You just run your brains out as fast as you can for a quarter mile. And there is no pacing. There is no, like in the 400 hurdles, there's a little bit of pacing. And as Sid says, you have the, like the hurdles that you're basically counting your steps. And so there's something mentally to distract you. 400 open? No. It's just try not to puke, at least until you're across the finish line. That's our show. I'm sure Dave loves that as a lead-in. Wizards basketball next.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
Baseball's all about the games, and the best in daily gaming is on the MLB app, where every day starts with new puzzles and challenges. Test your skills with MLB Pickle, the ultimate mystery player challenge, and Immaculate Grid, where stats and strategy collide, or chase the $5.6 million jackpot and beat the streak, presented by BetMGM. And for an all-new spin on fantasy sports, there's Spinball. The game's official home for games is on the MLB app. MLB trademarks used with permission. No purchase necessary. Restrictions apply. For official rules, go to MLB.com/play/official rules.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
The obsessive killing of Dorothy Stratton, the real-life murder that inspired Twin Peaks. These stories and more are told in the Hollywoodland podcast, where true crime and Tinseltown collide. Follow and listen to Hollywoodland wherever you get your podcasts.